Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. It is a major development in the classified documents case involving former President Trump. Here's Hofstra University professor James Sample.
It's the first time in American history that a former president has been indicted on federal charges.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. Donald Trump insists he is an innocent man, and in a video he posted on his social media platform, he accused federal prosecutors of warfare.
They come after me because now we're leading in the polls again by a lot, against Biden and against the Republicans by a lot.
The sealed 7-count indictment is the culmination of a year-long Justice Department probe into Trump's handling of secret documents. Sources say he's also been charged with obstruction. The FBI said it pulled 100 documents with classified markings out of Mar-a-Lago last August after Trump attorneys said he had no such documents in his possession.
So what comes next? Here's CBS's Astrid Martinez.
Trump's attorneys say he's at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. A law enforcement official says U.S. Secret Service will meet with Trump's staff and security today to arrange a plan for his travel and arraignment, which is expected Tuesday in Miami federal court.
In Philadelphia, smoke from Canadian wildfires shrouded the city and many other cities yesterday. Folks like this man are concerned about the noxious haze.
I'm really worried, and I wonder how much longer this is going to last.
Well, it's going to last a while, says Chris Warren at the Weather Channel.
To get some relief, it needs to come with a wind change. And with a cold front, this is not until early next week, southerly flow will arrive. And with that, it will keep a lot of that smoke up in Canada. But something we're still going to have to watch, because those fires are going to be hanging around for quite some time.
The Environmental Protection Agency says more than 111 million people in the U.S. have been under air quality alerts due to the wildfires. The main suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway has arrived in the U.S. from Peru to face charges. Joran Vandersloot is scheduled to be arraigned in federal court in Birmingham, Alabama later today. Holloway disappeared on the Caribbean island of Aruba. A judge declared her dead, but her body has never been found. Vandersloot is accused of seeking $250,000 from Holloway's mother in exchange for disclosing the location of the body. He's serving a 28-year term in Peru after confessing to killing a Peruvian woman. It's the largest and most valuable gem of its kind ever to sell at auction.
Rubies really never come in this size. Even anything over 5 carats is something rare, but 55 carats.
That's Dev Shetty, the CEO of the company that found the ruby in Mozambique. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, up just soft on the potty. Let's just muscle, roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. The crib is always stocked.
It's our potty wine.
Charmin Ultrasoft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So, you've got an oil change coming up. Consider STP Conventional to save on motor oil for your everyday vehicle. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP oil filter for only $26.99. Get the complete job done at the right price at any of our 6,200 stores or on AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 80. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 55. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 79. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back, everyone, for hour two of Seth Faces the Music, the working show today. And we started off that set with Todd Rundgren, Bang on the Drum All Day, a big dumb rock song, which he said he wanted to make. And that was followed by Kibo Mato, the duo of Yuka Honda and Miho Hattori, and adding a few other members later on, including Timo Ellis and Sean Lennon, with Working for Vacation. Coming up next, we have a song by the Chanteuse, actress, singer, songwriter. She's a lot of things. Melissa Manchester, and a song from her album For the Working Girl. The song itself, though, has the syntax backwards. So technically, the song we're playing next is Working Girl for the...
In the chorus, doing three shows a night, wearing fishnets and feathers under blinding white lights. I've served shorts to hard hats who had booze on their lips, been fondled and leered at for an occasional tip. And it don't get no better, but it can get no worse, for the working girl's world is Isaac.
There's a lot to be seen. sleep no day and work no night. I made a lot of money, but it don't feel right. Don't you know, play? Well, I've seen the world and it's seen me in a strange kind of way. If you sound free, don't you know, play? Well, I've seen it bad and I've seen it good, but now I won't declare my blood. Don't you know, play?
Psychedelic band 10 years after with Working on the Road. And that's going to bring us up to our next break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we are going to find a coal mine and we are going to go into it and start working. And then we'll sing a song about it. So you know you're not going to want to miss that, right? This is WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is Rummage Sale Ruth, and I love rummage sale deals. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now at 609-949-8989. That's 609-949-8989. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. Bye now.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment. Hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in a row.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine, going down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money, hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Down.
We started off by Working in a Coal Mine there with Lee Dorsey, a classic R&B hit. And then we moved to Working in a Gold Mine with Aztec Camera, a.k.a. Roddy Frame. More or less, he is Aztec Camera. Up next, we're going to go to the wilds of New Jersey. Well, I don't know if that's where this takes place or not, but the singer is definitely from that state. And this is probably one of the few tracks from his gigantic selling Born in the USA that wasn't a hit single. But you know what? It's still a pretty good song. Here's The Boss with Working on the Highway.
I'm just a little girl. She don't know nothing about this cool, cool world. We did it out down to Florida, we got a long ride. One day our brothers came and got her, and they took me in a black and white. The prosecutor kept a promise that he made on that day. And the judge got mad and he put me straight away. Now I wake up every morning to the work bell crying. Me and the warden go swinging on the Charlotte County road. I'm working on the highway and down the blacktop. Getting on the highway all day long, I don't stop. Getting on the highway, blasting through the bedrock. Getting on the highway, working on the highway. I'm working on the highway and down the blacktop. Getting on the highway all day long, I don't stop. Getting on the highway. Blasting through the bedrock, getting on the highway, working on the highway.
You know, as a premise for a movie, when you have a welder that moonlights as a flash dancer doing highly artistic, stylized dancing in front of blue-collar guys, I don't know. The movie makes zero sense. But the song by Michael Cimbello, Maniac, well, that's just good disco. One more break ahead, everyone, before we wrap up the show here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we've got a classic crossover hit from one of the greatest session musicians that ever lived. And good for him that he later became a household name of sorts, had his own TV show, and released several hits. So he's up next here on Seth Faces the Music on WFHR.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Right through him. Took his time, he took his time. Knew the feeling of contentment. Actor.
smile, the smile uncomprehending. While he combed his hair, he combed his hair. Wore a hat so he'd impress her.
Open this final set with Glenn Campbell and Wichita Lineman, big hit for him. And then we played a song by the venerable indie rock band Yo La Tengo with Barnaby, Hardly Working, another cheery anthem from a alternative rock band from the 90s, he said with heavy sarcasm. Up next, we have a song by a group who hit it big in 1985 with their album Songs from the Big Chair. And this is kind of a deep cut from that album. So sit back, relax, and listen to Tears for Fears, The Working Hour. We've got one more song to go today on Seth Faces the Music, and that is going to wrap it up for this week. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I hope you have had a good time with our topic this week. We will be back again next week with a new theme and a ton more great songs for you here on Seth Faces the Music. Here's Gary and Billy to take us out with Working After School. Bye-bye.
Working after school.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News Talk.